Welcome to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast, where we discuss topics, upcoming events, news, and predictions with real estate professionals and entrepreneurs. Listen and learn what makes their companies and themselves stand out and gain advantages over the competition and gain market share. Subscribe for the latest news and discussion on what it takes to stand out from the crowd. Now, here's your host, Jim.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast. This is Jim Troth. And of course, with me is Laura, the office goddess.
Hello, everyone.
All right, Laura. All right. Quick update on the house. The house we're building. How's that going?
I think all the siding's on. The roofing is done. They were working on electricity and plumbing the last I knew. So getting there.
We were there the other day, and the outlet, the boxes are in place where they're going to put the outlets at.
One of the bathtubs is in.
Megan's tub is in. Yep. So it's moving along.
It's chugging along quite nicely.
Yep. And like Megan said, it's hard to visualize it when it's just, the slab. It's hard to see. If it's just the exterior, right. It's hard to see. But once everything's up, a little bit easier. And now that there's like a tub and there's like, oh. Okay. Oh, that is wide enough for a tub. Okay.
Because it did not look wide enough for a tub. See. Yeah.
Hard to visualize something. So anyway, we had a
question online.
I think this came online.
It did.
Somebody wanted to know if when they build new houses, do they build them mouse proof? But first, let's listen to this.
Habitation investigation is the way to go for a home inspection in Ohio. Trusted licensed home inspectors for your needs, from radon to mold to warranties. For a great home inspection, you really can't go wrong. Visit homeinspectionsinohio.com.
All right, so somebody want to know if when they build houses, do they make them mouse proof?
Yes.
What,
and the answer
they do?
No, yes, that was the question.
That was the question.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you right now.
No.
No. First of all, our new house, all during the building process, a good part of it, especially in the beginning, there's no windows, there's no doors, there's no way you can keep anything out. We had footprints in the mud outside the house the other day of a raccoon.
Like a foot away from the house.
We call him Ricky. But anyway, there's a raccoon that lives not just outside the house, and well, near the cabin, too, because we'll see him on the cabin.
Yeah, probably right there in the middle.
Looking for scraps of food, anything, if we left anything behind. But anyway, there's no way the house is going to be critter-proof.
No.
There's no way.
Especially not out in the woods like we are.
No. But even if you're out, a lot of construction, out in the fields, stir up the mice. And actually, the most mouse-infested place I ever saw was a nice area in Dublin.
Really?
Yes. So if you do not want mice in your house, you need to clean up after yourself when you cook.
Yes.
That's all I got to say about that.
In the siding, make sure that your dryer vents or cable lines coming in, that you caulk those up so there's no openings. A mouse's skull will collapse, and that's how they can fit into those little itty bitty freaking holes that you think would be impossible.
Yeah, it does not take much space for a mouse to get through, because like Laura said, they're like our heads, human skulls, our skulls fuse together, the sections of it.
Yes.
That does not happen with a mouse. That little head, they can squish it, and they can push through little things. So it's really, man, you would have to build the house really super tight to keep the mice coming in. Once you've done the frame and put the siding on, it's going to be really super tight. But they will chew through things.
Yes, they will.
Squirrels will chew through fascia boards. So they'll create their own openings.
You just got to be vigilant.
But the best thing is don't give them a reason to be there.
Right.
Which is food. Do not leave food out for them. I mean, not you're intentionally feeding them, but if you have cracker crumbs and cheese, I like cheese, they're going to come in.
So, you know, I was on the wagon train part of...
Wait. Okay. All right, Laura, someday you're going to talk about the wagon train.
Someday I will tell about the wagon train. But they had a food truck.
Was it a truck or another wagon train?
It was part of the wagon train.
Was it old Surrey?
No, Jim. It was just like this little food vehicle that they drove.
And so, does it have a motor or is it pulled by horse?
I think it was pulled by something.
So an animal.
Animal or a car. I don't remember. Like it just.
It was pulled by a horse.
Dude, this is like 30 freaking years ago. So anyways, I remember one of my kids was like begging for food. She'd been sick that day, hadn't eaten anything, and she just wanted a peanut butter and jelly. That's a fair request. I can understand that. So I traipsed my happy little unsuspecting butt into the food wagon.
Food wagon, yes.
To make her a sandwich, open up the bottom cupboard, scream bloody murder. Like all of the guys that were working in the camp came running because they thought I was being attacked. Because there were mice in the bottom of the cabinet just munching on the food.
Because there's food. So.
But it wasn't out. It was in the cabinet.
Yes, but they can smell it. That's why in our cabin that we have in the woods right now, if we leave food there, it is in these airtight buckets.
Yes, and we screw them up.
Screw down. You cannot get into it because I do not want a mouse or the raccoon or any other critter smelling this and they go, hey, I can go in. Here's what I do also. Every time we leave, I take a peppermint spray and I mist a little peppermint in the cabin center. Then I go out to the corners. Because mice and rodents do not like peppermints.
Well, I think there's another reason why we haven't had any mice in there, and that would be the 5-foot-long black rat snake that we saw scurrying across the middle of the trail going towards the cabin.
Yeah, you sure heard Laura freak out. We're driving the ATV going back to the cabin, and this thing was easily 4 to 5 feet long.
Easily.
It's a black.
He was speedy.
Black snake. He was going quite quickly across that trail. He almost... The trail is about 7 feet across, and he easily was 3/4 of the width.
Easily, he was easily 5 foot.
But that's an animal that you do not want in your house, your cabin.
I do not want him in my house. He could stay outside and snack on all the mice he wants, but no coming in.
Yeah, so this is part of the hippie Laura. Is you use nature to battle these things. So if you want a mouse-proof house, Laura, is there any kind of plants you would recommend you plant right outside your house?
Mint.
You plant mint.
I would plant mint.
Peppermint, spearmint, all the mints?
I think all the mints. I can double check on that and send you a link for information to put on this. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't like mint for some reason.
They can do research. Well, there is a spray. It's called Rodent Sheriff, and it's just peppermint oil. Is all it is. Maybe another type of mint in there, but I'll spray that in the cabin. And it's strong, so I spray it when I'm leaving.
Right.
But that keeps mice away.
Had any problems, so yay us.
So.
But no, houses are not built mouse-proof.
No.
They can't be.
Not really. Especially during construction.
Right.
There's no way. Now, after you're done, the house is built, you can do things to help make it harder for the mice to come. Like you don't leave, if you have a penetration through the walls, like say a gas pipe, make those are sealed, not big and loose, open holes. Siding's loose, don't let it sit there loose because they can go up underneath that and then chew a hole.
Leave a kitty cat in your house.
Have a cat that's slightly hungry is good.
Because it will be finding.
Plant mint around the house.
Yep.
That would work. But you're not gonna create a house that's 100% mouse proof or bug proof because bugs are so small it's gonna be almost impossible to keep them out.
Very true.
So I think that's it for this one. But that was a funny question because like, man, I never thought of that. What? I mean, if you don't know, you don't know. But they do. I mean, it would be nice if they did build things so tight and exactly the correct dimensions and width that it was so tight together. There's no way anything could get through.
You're sacrificing clean air in that air exchange, unless you have an air exchange unit.
That's right. You do need a certain amount of air exchange, and that goes back to our indoor air quality class. But it's almost, it would be very, very difficult to have a house that's so tight that there's no space for any air leaking in, which is enough space for bugs. And, well, mouse, if he sees a little tiny gap where he may not fit through,
he will create that.
He can gnaw on that and make it big enough for him. Yep. So I think that's about it for this.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify or Google Podcasts to get new, fresh episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or visit the website of the best Ohio home inspection company at homeinspectionsinohio.com or jimtroth.com. That's JIMTROTH, and click on podcast. Until next time, learn and go do stuff.